early this year, many of us were tremendously saddened by the death of Dr. B.H. Duncan, the editor of the Arkansas Baptist. After a long illness induced by leukemia, he became known throughout the world in his last days because of the writing of the article, My Rendezvous with Death, which made an impression throughout the land. To succeed him, Arkansas Baptist turned to one of their own sons, born at London, Arkansas, educated at Ouachita College and at the Southern Theological Seminary, with a long experience in public relations, also in editorial work, and more recently, Executive Secretary of the Educational Association of the General Association of Kentucky Baptists, Brother Irwin L. McDonald, the new editor of the Arkansas Baptist since March the 1st. We have here the youngest editor in the group, 29 years old. Recently, Brother Hoyt Gibson, editor of the Baptist Digest of Kansas, resigned to return to school. And Kansas Baptist went over to Texas and chose one of the members of the staff of the Baptist Standard, Joe Novak. He is educated at Baylor University at Southwestern Seminary and is one of the two editors who is not an ordained minister. He has had experience as a correspondent and photographer, as well as an editorial one. Brother Joe Novak, the new editor of the Baptist Digest. Sometime last year, editor J.E. Skinner of Kentucky, the editor of the Western Recorder, announced that he would retire this year and ask his board to choose his successor. They have done that recently, and he has accepted. And I'm glad to present the most newly chosen editor in the group. He is a native of Georgia, a graduate of Mercer University and of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he achieved 3 degrees, among them the Ph.D. Since then, he has taught at Georgetown Baptist College and then became pastor at Harrodsburg, Kentucky. He is to be the new editor of the Western Recorder, Brother Chauncey R. Daly of Harrodsburg, Kentucky. We have known this brother through the years as state secretary in Arizona and more recently in the Rocky Mountain Convention. But that convention also has officially taken over the Rocky Mountain Baptist as their journal. So he is serving as editor as well as state secretary. We've known him as state secretary, and we rejoice now that he's been promoted to the editorship. Brother Willis J. Ray of Denver, Colorado. I want to present to you the officers of the Southern Baptist Press Association, composed of the editors of the state Baptist papers and the editors of the Southwide Mission Journals and others. Brother John J. Hurt, Jr. of Atlanta, who is the president. Brother E.S. James, the editor of the Baptist Standard of Texas, who is vice president, and he is the editor of the paper with the religious journal with the largest weekly circulation in all the world. And Brother W.C. Fields, who is secretary treasurer. Now, in this last moment, we wish to have you hear from a pastor who speaks out of his experience with regard to the ever-member plan of circulating the state Baptist paper. That is the only feasible plan and the only successful plan. And so, the chairman of our Committee on Order of Business and pastor of the First Baptist Church of Toulmanville, Alabama, will bear his testimony as to the value of having the state Baptist paper to go into the homes of his people from week to week. Dr. Ira H. Peek of Toulmanville.
Thank you, Dr. McGinty. It's been my painful duty to pull that switch and let the light shine before us. And I know now how those feel on one end and the other end of those lights. Recently, a fellow asked another, said, I would like for you to give me a dollar that I might get me a cup of coffee. The other answered back and said, sir, isn't that a lot of money for the coffee? And the fellow answered back, give me the dollar or keep it, but don't try to tell me how to run my business. I believe with all of my heart that the editors of our papers are not trying to tell us how to run our business, but to help us in that work. One of my friends was teaching in the seminary to some colored friends, and he'd so inspired them upon the matter of a religious census that he gave one question in examination on what is the value of a religious census. The fellow answered back this word, it illuminates you, it electrifies you, puts fire in your bones and gives you a handle to work with. And I believe that's what our state papers does for the work of our individual churches. They are our best friends. It took me some time to understand the value of it. And so if there are any young preachers here, I would like to suggest that you start your ministry right by putting the Baptist state paper into every home of your church. One of the most familiar questions of these days is this, how's your work doing? And one fellow answered back with this illuminating answer, oh, it's just fine. I have my opposition scattered. Now, the best way to scatter opposition is to inform them by the use of our Baptist state paper.
At this time, we will hear the report of the Committee on Boards. John E. Barnes, Jr.
Thank you, Mr. President and fellow Baptists. I would like to present the names of the Committee on Boards who have prepared the report that we shall give and who will assist in the giving of this report. Sam Maddox of Alabama, Joe Music, Arizona, W.B. Timberlake of California, T.K. Rucker, Arkansas, Frank Brazington, District of Columbia, Cecil Carroll, Florida, Herman Eiley, Georgia, John Phillips, Illinois, Clinton B. Coots, Kentucky, Truman Aldridge, Louisiana, W. Clyde Atkins, Maryland, T.W. Croxton, Missouri, A.A. Dulaney, New Mexico, J. Boyce Brooks, North Carolina, Murray C. Fuquay, Oklahoma, George Moore, South Carolina, E. Warren Rust, Tennessee, Joe Weldon Bailey, Texas, Charles L. Harmon, Bluefield, Virginia. We will like to present the various institutions as follows. First of all, the recommendations of this committee for members of the executive committee. Those whose terms are expiring in 1960 are as follows. Lewis M. Smith of Alabama, Frank F. Norfleet, Kentucky, Philip H. Wilson, Kentucky, Elwin N. Wilkinson, Kentucky, Thomas P. Pruitt, North Carolina, Carl McCraw, North Carolina, Homer H. Waldrop, Tennessee, Sterling L. Price, Texas. All of these are nominated for terms concluding in 1960. These two with terms concluding in 1958, Charles L. McLean, California, W.J. Perdue, Illinois, and this one term concluding 1959, Harold W. Seaver, Alabama. And now members of the committee in turn will present the other agencies of the convention.
Brethren, the following are the nominations for the Foreign Mission Board. I read first the local board members from Virginia, terms expiring in 1960. Howard L. Arthur, Solon B. Cousins, Oscar L. Height, L. Howard Jenkins, Garris T. Long, P. Earl Wood. These terms expiring in 1959, Otho Williams of Illinois, Horace L. Ford of Virginia. Terms expiring 1960, Preston B. Sellers, Florida, Monroe F. Swilly, Jr., Georgia, Fred T. Moffitt, Kentucky, Mrs. Foy J. Farmer, North Carolina, E. Norfleet Gardner, North Carolina, James W. Middleton, Louisiana, D. M. Nelson, Jr., South Carolina, James A. Kennedy, Tennessee, M. B. Carroll, Texas, and Billy Graham, Texas.
I offer the nominations of the Committee on Boards for the Home Mission Board from the states, terms expiring in 1960, the following: Olin Wilson, Alabama; J.H. Avery, Florida; H.P. Klaus, Maryland; James T. Shirley, Missouri; Louis S. Gaines, North Carolina; Max Stanfield, Oklahoma; Wallace Johnson, Tennessee; Ralph Bacon, Texas; Lori Hildreth, Texas; R.H. Huff, Virginia. Terms expiring in 1959. Bert I. Cherry, Illinois. John W. Landrum, Mississippi. Nominations for local members of the Home Mission Board are the following. Terms expiring in 1960. Mrs. David F. Boyd, Georgia. C.G. Cole, Georgia. Mrs. R.N. Landers, Georgia. R.L. O'Brien, Georgia. Homer J. Fussell, Georgia. And Paul S. James, Georgia.
The following nominations to the Sunday School Board. D. David Garland, for the terms expiring in 1960. D. David Garland, Arkansas. A. Warren Hike, Florida. Cecil T. Underwood, Georgia. Kenneth M. Hayes, Maryland. G. Norman Price, Mississippi. D. F. Risk, Missouri. Howard J. Ford, North Carolina. Paul A. Weiland, Tennessee. Earl Meade, Texas. William P. Phillips, Texas. The term expiring 1959. J. Robert Smith, Georgia, and James Porter, North Carolina, and local members expiring all in 1950, the terms. Charles Norton, Tennessee, Herschel Emery, Tennessee, Howard Hooper, Tennessee, Howard P. Kurtzey, Tennessee, B.W. Potts, Tennessee, and W. Terry Davis, Tennessee.
We submit the following names, recommendation to the Relief and Annuity Board. Ira Peake of Alabama, term expiring in 1960. W.C. Bluster from Arkansas, term expiring 1960. H.P. Amos from Florida, term expiring in 1960. Leonard A. Stevens from Georgia, term expiring in 1960. Arthur E. Farmer from Illinois, term expiring 1960. Roland E. Wall of North Carolina, term expiring in 1960. J.C. Siegler, Oklahoma, term expiring in 1960. Raymond T. DeArmond, Tennessee, term expiring in 1960. Jack Merritt, Texas, term expiring in 1960. And E. Douglas Carver of Texas, term expiring in 1960. The local members are Wallace Bassett, Texas, term in 1960. Horace J. Blackwell, Texas, term expiring in 1960. Claude Arnold, Texas, expiring 1960. Paul Dana, Texas, term expiring in 1960. Harry Harlan, Texas, term expiring in 1960. Carol R. Spearman, Texas, term expiring 1960. W. A. Criswell of Texas, term expiring 1960.
Your committee offers the following as nominees for trustees of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. For term expiring 1962, Nolan P. Howington, Arkansas, James W. Parrish, Florida, Clarence F. Manning, Kentucky, J. Lauren Jolly, Missouri, Herbert E. Bergeston, New Mexico, E. Warren Russ, Tennessee, Howard Bennett, Texas, Ernest L. Hunts, Virginia. For term expiring 1961, W.W. Finletter, North Carolina. For term expiring 1960, Alva Lincoln Smith, District of Columbia. For term expiring 1959, W.C. Link, Jr., Missouri. For term expiring 1958, J.R. White of Alabama, and Brady R. Justice of Alabama. Local committee members from Kentucky, terms expire in 1962, C.E. Gaines and F.A. Sampson.
These are the nominees for trustees of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. E.B. Shivers, Jr., Georgia, term expiring 1962. Scott L. Tatum, Louisiana, term expiring in 1962. S.C. Ray, North Carolina, term expiring in 1962. James Riley, Texas, term expiring in 1962. E. Ross Morrison, District of Columbia, term expiring in 1959. Vernon Yerby, Alabama, term expiring in 1960. The local trustees, J.T. Luther, Texas, term expiring 1962. Robert E. Naylor, Texas, term expiring in 1962. Roger D. Hebert, Oklahoma, term expiring 1960.
We submit the following trustees for the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, terms expiring 1962. Wilburn S. Smith, Alabama. Don Carley, Arkansas. Calvin E. Lee Gates, District of Columbia. James Thomas Gurney, Sr., Florida. Henry Bush, Louisiana. W.C. Fields, Mississippi. Local trustee, term expiring 1958, W.R. Fussell, Louisiana.
The following are nominations for the Golden Gate Seminary. Term expiring 1959, E. Keevil Judy, Kentucky. The following, whose terms expire in 1962. Bernice K. Self, Arkansas. Guy W. Rutland, Jr., Georgia. A.C. Queen, Illinois. G. Hayward Mahon, Jr., South Carolina. The following local members, terms expiring in 1962. E. R. Bigelow, California. V. B. Brazil, California.
Your committee presents the following nominations for trustees of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. Terms expiring 1962, Alvin H. Hobson, Alabama. H.L. Lipford, Arkansas. Doak S. Campbell, Florida. Troy V. Wheeler, Louisiana. Term expiring 1959, William Oldham, Missouri. Local members, terms expiring 1962, Claude B. Bowen, North Carolina, and Walter M. Williams, North Carolina. Your committee presents the following nominees for the Brotherhood Commission. Terms expiring 1960, R.B. Reeve, California, Doyle E. Carlton, Jr., Florida, Joe Jolly, Louisiana, Dale Lamb, New Mexico, Richard H. Filler, Tennessee, Walter Jaton, Texas, J.S. Dudley, Virginia. Term expiring 1958, John M. Furman, District of Columbia. Local members, terms expiring 1960, W.H. Hinton, Mississippi, C. Frank Scott, Tennessee, J.R. Talley, Tennessee.
The Southern Baptist Hospital, terms expiring 1960, H.B. Long, California, Boris H. Moody, Maryland, Bradley Allison, Missouri, Joe R. Baker, Oklahoma, Arthur Jordan, Texas, Henry W. Tiffany, Virginia, John Hall Jacobs, Louisiana, C.J. Bryant, Louisiana, Augustus W. Merritt, Louisiana, Marion W. Gooding, Florida, Hardy M. Harrell, Florida, Carl A. Howell, Florida.
We nominate as members of the Southern Baptist Foundation Board with terms expiring in 1960 the following persons: Andrew D. Tanner, representing American Seminary, Tennessee; J. Thomas Bryan, representing Christian Life Commission, Tennessee; Guy Rutland, Jr., representing Golden Gate Seminary, Georgia; C.G. Cole, representing the Home Mission Board, Georgia; W. Perry Crouch, representing Southeastern Seminary, North Carolina; George W. Norton, representing Southern Seminary, Kentucky; Henry F. Todd, representing the Sunday School Board, Tennessee; Mrs. Lyle S. Moore, Jr., representing Carver School of Missions, Tennessee; and the following members at large, all with terms expiring in 1960, Ernest J. Mintz, Tennessee; Paul Henry, Oklahoma; Frank A. Hooper, Jr., Georgia; Jack Massey, Tennessee; Herschel Emery, Tennessee; and the following with terms expiring as indicated: Earl P. Paris, representing New Orleans Seminary, Louisiana, term expiring in 1958. Mrs. R. L. Mathis, representing the WMU, Texas, term expiring 1958. And J. Edwin Hewlett, representing the Foreign Mission Board, Missouri, with term expiring in 1959.
These are those for the Education Commission, and all of these terms are expiring in 1960. Wayne Dehoney, Alabama; Ralph A. Phelps, Jr., Arkansas; William A. Carlton, California; C. Howard Hopkins, Florida; George B. Connell, Georgia; Edwin F. Perry, Kentucky; J. A. Barry, South Carolina. These are the nominations for the Christian Life Commission, and all their terms expiring in 1960. G.W. Riddle, Alabama; Brooks Hayes, Arkansas; Walter D. Thompson, California;
R.B. Culverith, Florida. C. Douglas Jackson, Georgia. These are the local members: Fred L. Bell, Tennessee. Thomas Bryan, Tennessee. Carl Dahl, Tennessee.
For the Radio and Television Commission, the following are suggested: E.J. Cobb, Arizona. J.R. Knopfsinger, Florida. Gilbert B. Ward, Illinois. A.W. Walker, Kentucky. Jeroy Weber, Louisiana. Vernon B. Richardson, Maryland. Fred C. Eastham, Missouri. All of these terms expiring 1960. R.Y. Bradford, New Mexico, term expiring 1959. The following local board members, whose terms are to expire in 1960: Roy Backus, Texas. Roy O. McLean, Georgia. Thomas Hicks Shelton, Kentucky.
These members suggested for the Historical Commission, terms expiring 1960, Leon Macon, Alabama. Mrs. G.D. Crow, Arizona. L.C. Tedford, Arkansas. Richard H. Poss, California. J. Herrick Hall, District of Columbia. H.C. Garwood, Florida. W.J. Carswell, Georgia. Russell V. Goff, New Mexico, term expiring 1958. R.B. Brown, Virginia, term expiring 1959. Two local members, term expiring 1960, J.P. Edmonds, Tennessee, and Brother O.W. Taylor, Tennessee. These members suggested for the American Baptist Theological Seminary: Clyde C. Bryan, Mississippi. J.B. Hipps, North Carolina. Harold Anderson, Tennessee. W.R. Grigg, North Carolina. Terms expiring 1960. Brother Clayton Waddell, Louisiana. Term expiring 1958. Brother Carl W. Hunter, Tennessee. Term expiring 1959. Local members of the American Baptist Theological Seminary: Brother Herman Burns, Tennessee, his term expiring 1960. Brother Andrew D. Tanner, Tennessee, term expiring 1960. Brother Foy Valentine of Texas, term expiring 1960.
The committee wishes to nominate the following to serve on the Public Affairs Committee. These are to be elected for a one-year term: Walter Pope Benz, Chairman, Missouri. Ernest F. Campbell, Virginia. Baker James Cawthon, Virginia. Ralph Cole, District of Columbia. E. H. DeGroote, Jr., District of Columbia. Eldon W. Koch, Maryland. A. C. Miller, Tennessee. Courts Redford, Georgia. R. Alton Reed, Texas. Porter W. Ruth, Tennessee. George W. Schroeder, Tennessee. James L. Sullivan, Tennessee. Honorable Brooks Hayes, Arkansas. Clarence W. Cranford, District of Columbia. Mrs. R. L. Mathis, Texas. The committee wishes to recommend the following to serve on the committee of, on order of business, elected for 1 year only: Walter Moore, Chairman, Mississippi. Keener Farr, North Carolina. John Slaughter, South Carolina. Warren Hultgren, Oklahoma. Franklin Owen, Kentucky. L.L. Morris, Texas. Harold Purdy, Tennessee.
We would like to present the following names for the Carver School of Missions. The following names, the terms to expire in 1962: Nathan C. Brooks, Jr., Florida. C.E. Colton, Texas. Ms. George R. Martin, Virginia. Ms. J.I. Freeman, Alabama. The following terms to expire in 1961: J.C. Murphy, Louisiana. Mrs. Bill V. Carden, Missouri. Ms. Earl Hartley, New Mexico. Mrs. Lyle S. Moore, Jr., Tennessee. The following terms to expire in 1960: Miss Marie McIntosh, Arizona. Henry R. Osgood, District of Columbia. James E. Sutherland, Mississippi. Mrs. H.G. Hammett, South Carolina. Following terms to expire in 1959. Frederick G. Schlafer, Alabama. Mrs. James Street, Arkansas. Quincy Phipps, California. Dr. Florian Dunstan, Georgia. Following terms to expire 1958. B.L. Williams, Illinois. Mrs. Harry P. Kloss, Maryland. Dr. Mary Lynch Johnson, North Carolina. Tom Wiles, Oklahoma. Then the following local members. Terms to expire 1962. Miss Natalie Woodruff, Kentucky. Eugene I. Enloe, Kentucky. The following terms to expire among local members 1961. Ms. E.M. Knuckles, Kentucky. T. Herbert Gilmore, Kentucky. The following two to expire in 1960. Mrs. Chester Durham, Kentucky. L. Leroy Highbaugh, Sr., Kentucky. The following to expire in 1959. Mrs. C.P. Gunther and Richard Van Hoos, Kentucky. The following to expire 1958. Ms. J.B. Weatherspoon and John Sandage, both of Kentucky. The following names for the Kansas City Seminary, the new seminary that the convention voted yesterday, asking that trustees be nominated and elected at this convention, are as follows for the Kansas City Seminary. Truman Aldridge, Louisiana, term to expire 1962, and these other two also 1962. Woodson Arms, Texas. Edward Byrd, South Carolina. Claiborne Deering, Oklahoma. Following terms to expire 1961, Don E. Dillo, Illinois. Harley Fite, Tennessee. W. Barry Garrett, Arizona. Robert E. Humphreys, Kentucky. The following to expire 1960, John L. Ryberg of Georgia. L. D. Johnson, Virginia. Malcolm B. Knight, Florida. Norman H. McCrummin, Alabama. Following to expire 1959, Leroy Parker, North Carolina. Thomas F. Shreve, Maryland. W.L. Scurlock, District of Columbia. Luther Joe Thompson, Mississippi. Following to expire 1958, John W. Watson, California. J.F. Weber, New Mexico. Thomas Welch, Arkansas. And then the next are the local members, all of whom are from Missouri. The first two expire in 1962, their terms. Charles F. Curry, W. Ross Edwards. The next two in 1961, Earl Harding and H.I. Hester. And H.I. Hester is being nominated as temporary chairman of the board of directors, of the trustees. Terms expiring in 1960, R. Lofton Hudson, J. Hurst. Terms expiring 1959, Lawrence Cleland and John Pugh. The next two, 1958, O.R. Shields and Conrad Willard. In addition to these names, the committee would like to bring this recommendation to the convention. The Committee on Boards recommends that the Executive Committee make a study of the charters of all agencies of the convention, looking toward the representation of each qualified state on the boards of each agency. Respectfully submitted. Mr. President, I make a motion that the report of the Committee on Boards be adopted as read and the names that were read be elected to their particular agencies.
You have heard the motion and second that these who have been named serve as indicated. If you are in favor of this report, you will please say aye. Those opposed may say no, and the report is adopted. I think it would be well. We're about 4 minutes behind time, but before we ask Dr. Cornett to come, would you like to stand for just a moment or two? I know you'll not take advantage of us and want to leave because we have asked you to stand, so you can rest for just a moment. And then from the Education Commission coming to bring us a report, Dr. R. Orrin Cornett. Thank you. Will you be seated, please?
Brother President, may I make this announcement, please, sir? President Warren requests that tonight at 7:40, the following be on the platform. All of the pages, Reverend G.N. Cowan of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Reverend C.A. Westbrook of Greenville, South Carolina, and also anyone else who may have attended this convention more than 60 years. Please pass this word along to any of your friends who may qualify.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, the report of the Education Commission appears on pages 272 through 276 of your book of reports. It requests no official action by this convention. I would like, however, to point out a few of the significant facts and the highlights in this report, and then offer for your consideration a few observations on the basic purposes, goals, and problems of our Baptist schools. During the 1956-57 academic year, the mounting pressures of record enrollments, the shortage of qualified faculty replacements, and the rising costs of operations were, for Southern Baptist educational institutions, to some degree offset by record increases in income from convention sources, by other gifts and grants, and by increases in income from tuition and fees. Let me call to your attention that there was an 18 3/10% increase in state and Southern Baptist Convention support of our colleges, seminaries, and schools. Enrollments reached a new record total, 3,653, larger than that of the previous year. A total of 57,335, non-duplicating. This does not include 7,981 enrollees in special non-credit and extension classes or those in the seminary extension departments. Notice the percentage of increase in enrollment, 5% in the seminaries, 5.5% in the senior colleges, 13 2/10% in the junior colleges, 8 3/10% in the academies, 20 4/10% in the Bible schools. Notice that for 1956-57, a total of 7,638 students committed to the three major church-related vocations, the preaching ministry, the ministry of education, and the ministry of church music, were in the colleges. Particularly in the colleges, the effects of a mounting shortage of qualified faculty replacements is becoming a problem. There are two factors: the difficulty of competing for salaries and the low percentage of Baptists who are continuing on into graduate work in preparation for college teaching as a vocation. There are wonderful signs of increasing interest among Baptist youth in the teaching ministry, but this will not yield tangible results for some time, and we need to find all qualified Baptist people who can devote their lives to teaching in our Christian colleges and schools. New colleges are being planned in several places over our convention area. In November 1956, the General Association of Baptists in Kentucky approved a plan whereby a Baptist Junior College may be started in Louisville as a coordinate branch of Georgetown College as early as 1960, if certain criteria are met. Dallas and Houston are areas in Texas where plans are being developed for new Baptist colleges, either as branches of existing fully accredited institutions or as new institutions in their own right. Let me call to your attention the new publication of the Education Commission, the Southern Baptist Career News, which is rapidly gaining in subscriptions and is finding a real place of service in the local churches through its distribution to Baptist youth. Increased responsibility is being given to education committees and committees from the boards of our state Baptist executive boards in connection with long-range planning and study in Christian higher education. The Education Commission is currently conducting educational and planning surveys and studies in 5 states at the request of such groups. Of all the encouraging signs of progress, perhaps the best justification for optimism regarding the future of Christian higher education under Baptist auspices is the degree to which our conventions and their boards and their agencies are becoming conscious of the need for long-range planning in the field of higher education. Let me hurry on to call to your attention the 5 changes in the presidencies of Southern Baptist educational institutions during the last academic year. Floyd V. Turner became president of Virginia Intermont College, succeeding R.L. Brantley. Ralph Nunkester succeeded I.E. Rouse as president of William Carey College, and James E. Brown became president of McGoffin Institute. Victor Glass was named acting president of the American Baptist Theological Seminary, and Bruce Whitaker became president of Chowan College May 15. During 1956, 3 Southern Baptist colleges qualified for admission to the Southern Association of Colleges and Secondary Schools. You'll note them, please. Wayland Baptist College, Plainview, Texas, Chowan College in Murfreesboro, North Carolina, and Norman College. Too late for insertion in this report, but of interest, I'm sure, to all of you is the fact that Southwest Baptist College, Bolivar, Missouri, was admitted to the North Central Association of Colleges and Secondary Schools, thereby achieving full accreditation. And thus, 24 of the 30 Southern Baptist senior colleges are now fully accredited, along with 14 of the 21 junior colleges. The overall total, 38 of 51, or 74.5%, compares extremely well with the national average of 64.3% for all colleges and universities, as reported in 1951 by the United States Office of Education, and it hasn't changed more than 3 or 4% since then. You may be interested in the other details regarding accreditation, because we can be proud of our schools in this respect. But with all these facts and all these data, let us not lose sight of the one great purpose of Christian education. It is not the obligation of Southern Baptists to support Christian colleges as ends in themselves, though sometimes we sound as if it were. Our obligation is not to our colleges and schools. It is to our youth. We owe Baptist youth the priceless values of education in the Christian college. We owe Baptist youth a clear vision of man's responsibility and of God's purpose, repeated and indelibly impressed. Our Christian colleges are not beings to be pleased by affection or placated by gifts. They are the utensils in which are served the food that will make God's children of promise God's men of greatness. They are the vital, irreplaceable instruments of the high destiny of Christian youth. But the Christian college can do only what pastors and laymen, parents and church workers enable them to do. They can harvest only the grain you send them, good grain or poor, much grain or little. Our nation will not be won to Christ until lawyers are won by the witness of respected Christian lawyers. Physicians by physicians, scientists by scientists, businessmen by businessmen. This is not to say that a cobbler cannot win a governor to Christ, but that within every area of professional and social endeavor in our land, there must be able Christian leadership and respected Christian witness. This cannot be the casual testimony of one for whom religion is an afterthought. It must be the compelling, infectious witness of a person whose vocation, church-related or not, is for him a calling chosen in the light of God's claim upon his life. I wonder if Southern Baptists have ever really faced up to this fact. I wonder if we have ever fully examined our stewardship at this point, our stewardship of young lives. There are about 500,000 Southern Baptist young people in the 18 to 21 year group, the normal college age group. Of these 500,000, perhaps 180,000 to 200,000 are in college, and of those in college, perhaps 30,000 are in Southern Baptist colleges. But I would like to ask you to think of the brightest, the most promising, the most gifted 10% of this 500,000, the 50,000 from whom we must obtain, from whom must come our most outstanding Christian leaders, judges, writers, ministers, senators, scientists, physicians. Of these, the brightest 50,000 of our college age youth, no more than half are in college or planning to go to college. More than half of the brightest, the most gifted, will not attain the heights of which they are capable. What kind of stewardship is this? And of the 25,000 of greatest promise who are in college, perhaps 4,000 are in our Southern Baptist colleges, where the claim of God for the best of which they are capable can be presented and reiterated without apology or interference. We are guilty of waste beyond imagination. As the impending avalanche of college students descends upon all the colleges of our land, it is supremely urgent that the very best, the very finest of our Baptist youth attend our Baptist colleges. When will we realize that this is a responsibility for the local church, both in its own self-interest and in the interest of the kingdom? One might ask whether or not the youth themselves do not choose whether they go to college and do not choose whether they go to a Christian college. Individually, yes, they do. But statistically, they do not. Statistically, you and I, laymen, pastors, church leaders, decide for them by what we say and do not say, by what we do and do not do. How? By the value our words and our actions place on education. By the value our words and deeds place on Christian education. By how much we really care and show that we care. about the future of the boys and girls in our churches. Oh, it's good to have a banquet for high school seniors as they graduate and say to them, "We wish you would go to college," or "We hope that you will choose a Christian college." But we are years too late. We might as well say, "We hope you have chosen to go to college. We hope you have chosen wisely. For the foundations of their choice have been laid. The seed of service is already ripening in these young lives when they finish high school, if it was planted years before. The parable of the talents has taken hold of these young lives, or it has not. The concepts of a dedicated life, of Christian responsibility before God, have developed, or they have not. Respect for education and a sense of its high value exists in these young people as they finish high school, or it does not. The desire to attend a Christian college has grown, has been nurtured through the years, or it has not. Parents who would influence their children regarding college, regarding vocation, do not seem to realize that they must start at a tender age. They must achieve a comradeship, a partnership in facing up to life, and they can't wait until it's time to choose. It's too late to do much when our young people are ready for college. When Peter assured Jesus of his love, the Master said, "Feed my sheep." He did not say, "Smile upon my sheep." He did not say, "Caress my sheep." He said, "Feed my sheep." And he did not say, "Feed my sheep," once, with the joy of salvation, and once again with the call to service. Our Lord and Master said, "Feed my sheep."
At this time, Brother Verl Capps will introduce our special music.
I believe you would like to sing one stanza of "He Leadeth Me," number 2, "Shall We Stand?" We're happy at this time to have a men's chorus from Louisiana College. The group is known as the Louisianians. A wonderful thing about this group, as in many of the groups that we have heard during the convention, many of these have given their lives to full-time Christian service. In this particular group, we have 4 who have given their lives to the preaching ministry, 15 to the ministry of music. Mr. P.V. Blanchard is the director, and they'll present our music at this time.
Jay.